Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Tes Zayin. So the baby conceived by David and Bathsheba has become very ill. And Nasan Hanavi has said that there is going to be a price to pay for David's chet, as he called it. So Vayivakesh David Eso Elokim Be'ad Hanor. And so David petitioned, begged, prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of the baby, even though, as the Radak points out, Shanavi Amar Lo Mos Yamus, even though the Navi had already said that the child was doomed, but nevertheless, David davened on his behalf anyway, because perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu would relent and have mercy and let the child live. And the other punishments that were to come, that from within his own family line, somebody was going to be with his wives, as the Navi had said previously, was a very big onesh gadol. And with the lo sasur cheirev mibeisecha, it was even greater. And so perhaps the punishment of the child would be set aside in the face of all these other gzeros that had been decreed against David and eventually against his descendants. So David davened. And vayotzam David tzom, and David fasted. Uva v'lon v'shachav artza. And he came home and lay down and slept on the ground. He put himself through privations, through suffering, on behalf of trying to get forgiveness for the child. The Chazal say on this that even if there's a razor-sharp sword upon a person's throat, he should not despair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have Rachmanas. And this description also shows that David had really done a very sincere and full tshuva, as we see in the next pasuk, because it's going to be acknowledged and it's going to bring commiseration. Yitzayin vayakumu ziknei beiso olav. And so the elders of his house stood over him, lahakimo min haaretz, to try to get him to get up off the ground. He's the king, he's the melech, he has a certain degree of personal dignity, of kavod. But velo ava, but he refused, he did not want to. Velo vara itam lochem, and he would not break bread with them. He behaved, in fact, as if he was already in Avelus, as if his son had already passed away, and he was halachically required to sit on the ground in mourning and to refuse to join others for a meal. Yilches vayihi bayom hashvi'i, and it was on the seventh day. And the Malbim says one pshat is that it was the seventh day after it was born, and others say, well, he doesn't bring down another pshat, so it was the seventh day after the child was born. Others say after 7 days after the child took sick. But either way, the difference was not going to be very much, because as we're going to see in a few psukim, the child didn't even live for an entire month, and so the regular mourning period that one would normally observe for a child isn't going to be observed in David's case. But so on the seventh day, Vayomas Hayoled, and the child died, the boy died. Vayiru Avde David Lahagid Lo, Kimeis Hayeled. And David's servants were afraid, it's spelled with one yud, but there's a dogish in it, Vayiru, and they feared David's servants to tell him that the child had died, Ki Amru, because they said, Hinei Vihiyos Hayeled Chai, Dibarnu Elo Velo Shamav Kolenu. While the boy was alive, and we spoke to him and tried to get him to stand up off the ground, and he did not listen to our voices. How can we tell him that the boy is dead? The asal ra'a, and he will do harm to himself. So they were literally using a kal v'chomer here to say if at that time David was so devastated, Allah has kama v'kama, how much worse is it going to be now that the child actually died? But in fact, the opposite is going to be true, as we'll see next time.